2009, I was surfing with a guy called Gary van Wyk. He basically later turned out to become our family doctor. He's a doctor. And he also, with his brother Andre, they've owned a farm on Valley Road in Elgin. And on that farm, they farmed mainly with fruit. They farmed some Riesling, Sauvignon Blanc, and Semillon. The three vineyards are planted right next to each other. So I, at that stage, didn't know what a white blend of Elgin would be like. So there's no real rule. Like in the Swartland, there's a kind of a rule what a Swartland white blend should look like. And in Elgin, there was nothing. So I said, okay, the Weisse Riesling, the Semillon, the Sauvignon Blanc, they grow next to each other. So it's got to be kind of a third of those three vineyards. And that's what I did. I made a wine called Doc. Doc, named after Doc Gary. Then a couple of years later, around 2014, Dr. Gary immigrated to Australia. So he left his brother, Andre van Wyk, to run the farm. And then I started working with Andre. So obviously then the white blend went out the window because Doc Gary was gone. So I never remade Doc. Now, another, 9 years later, I realized that it's something that is quite special to me, and it's something that in that farm we've invested a lot of money and a lot of time, and I think the vineyards are really peaking at the moment. So I thought, okay, let's get the white blend from Elgin going again. And then I thought I need a new name for the wine. So I looked at the area, but for a long time now I've looked at Elgin with a whole different way of basically what makes Elgin special. And then I stumbled on this theory. Now, first of all, I'm not an activist. I don't belong to groups. I'm not from a specific area, really. I make wines from everywhere, and I feel like I love different areas for different reasons. But I do find it quite interesting that there's a group of guys that said, okay, let's look at the best vineyards in Europe, all the Grand Cru vineyards, and let's look for the common thread. And basically, they got to the conclusion that one of the common threads in those vineyards were that they all ripen at the autumn equinox. Now, the autumn equinox is the day that your day and night times or hours are the same. It's after summer, so after summer around 20 September in the Northern Hemisphere, and then also in the Southern Hemisphere on about 20 March in that area, or more or less at that time, is the Southern Hemisphere autumn equinox. So basically, the way I understand it in my brain is like back in the day, before there were satellite images, before there was the availability of information to make decisions with, the farmer had to decide what he's going to plant. And he made the decision about his area, and he looked at what other guys are planting, and he picked the variety that ripens at the autumn equinox. So if he was in Côte Rôti, he would pick, Shiraz. If he was in Germany, he would pick Weisse Riesling. But then you must also, in his area, he has to look at height above sea level. So within a area, if you combine your height above sea level in a specific area with the right variety that ripens at the autumn equinox, that is how they decided what to plant where. And the old guys were always right. So I looked at Elgin, and basically these vineyards ripen at the autumn equinox. And I think the whole area within Elgin is very special because of that. I have one vineyard in Elgin that ripens before the autumn equinox, and I realized that for that variety, it's planted too low on the mountain. It's the height above sea level is not the right height. So if we planted that vineyard on the very top of the mountain, then that vineyard would have ripened at the autumn equinox within Elgin, which would be better for that vineyard. So yes, it's Weisse Riesling, it's Semillon, it's Sauvignon Blanc from Elgin. It's made in a combination of amphora and old French oak. Just a combination of those two. Obviously different pickings. We pick the Semillon in three different pickings. We pick the Sauvignon Blanc in two different pickings. And it's a combination of two different Riesling grapes. One Echelle, which is Stock by Paul, and I'm driving. Here's an ambulance coming past. So sorry about the noises and some police vehicles. And then also, it was all fermented spontaneously. 1 year on the lees, blended and bottled. So very, very simple winemaking. Try to express the area. That's the plan.